Prologue, Autumn 1965. The shovel hit wood. He did not move, did not breathe. Above him, the wind had gone still in the olive leaves. Not stone, wood. 3 years of digging, and he knew the difference. Stone rang hard and dead, and this was softer, a muffled thud. He knelt and brushed the soil away with hands that would not stop shaking, and uncovered the edge of a tarred beam, then a second beside it, dark with age, fitted tight at the seam. He set the shovel down. With his fingers, he worked at the place where the beams met. The wood was rotted at the joint. It gave a little where he pried it. He pulled harder, the thin muscles in his forearms cording against the strain, the hem of his shirt snagging and tearing on a splintered edge, and the first beam came up in his hands. He let it fall aside. The second held a moment longer, then gave. Below the gap, blackness. He lay flat in the dirt and put his face to the hole. Cool air rose against his cheek. Not the cold of the autumn night, the cold that came off the fields after dark. This was drier, mineral, the air of a place that had not breathed the sky in a long time. He closed his eyes and drew it in through his nose. Stone, old wood, and something else beneath both of them, something he could not name. He lowered his legs into the tight shaft. His hips slid through where they would have stuck a year ago when he'd carried more weight. He let himself down, hand over hand, along the splintered edge of the broken beam, and when his shoulders cleared the timber, he dropped the last meter and landed hard on stone. Dirt and moss sifted down after him. He stayed where he had landed and did not move. The moon was high. A narrow patch of its light fell through the gap he had opened and lay on the floor beside him, no bigger than his open hand. Everything else was black. He stayed there, unmoving. No wind reached down here, and nothing moved except the dust he had stirred coming down. He turned one way, then the other. Nothing, either time. He stayed on his knees. His body would not obey him. He had forgotten, in the rush of the last minutes, how little he had eaten. The matches, chest pocket. His fingers would not close properly, and when he fumbled the box against his chest, the first match slipped free and was gone into the dark. The second he struck against the ribbed paper, and it did not catch. He struck again. Nothing. The third caught, a hiss, a quick yellow, and the room flashed up around him for one instant, and he gasped, and the light went out. He closed.